Welcome to another Southern Gaming Spotlight, featuring interviews with interesting and influential individuals of the gaming industry. I'm your host, Doug Driesbeck, and today I'm excited to catch up with one of the hottest chefs and culinary superstars around, Chef Aaron Sanchez. Chef Sanchez stays busy running his popular New Orleans restaurant, Johnny Sanchez, that's recently expanded into a new location at LeBerge Casino in Lake Charles, which is one of our favorites. We are excited to catch up with Chef Sanchez. He's been a judge on shows including MasterChef, Chopped, and many more, and he loves to explore other personal endeavors like celebrating the Latin lifestyle through culinary expression. So we're excited to have him with us today. So without further ado, Chef Sanchez, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you, and gosh, reading up on you, you've been busy in the last few years, so with all the success, that's really exciting. Tell us a little bit about you and kind of how you really got into cooking. What were some of your early memories about getting into cooking, and how's that worked out? I guess it's worked out pretty good, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I come from a restaurant family. My mom, my grandmother actually was a really great home cook, and she published a cookbook in 1986 called Mexican Family Cooking. And then my mom kind of followed in her footsteps, and she had a restaurant in New York City for about 27 years. So I grew up in the restaurant business and just being around it at all times. It was just something that I was used to. And I love the idea of taking care of people to food, putting their needs before mine, and making people happy. And it just seemed like a natural trajectory. And I didn't mind the work. I didn't mind the environment. I didn't mind any of that. The hours, it was fun. You know what I mean? I had a great time doing it. I'm happy I did it. And I never thought that our industry would be so glorified and so, put on pedestal like it is now.
You mentioned, I think you said your mom was a good home chef and then had a cookbook and a restaurant. Where do you see, a lot of people have a passion for cooking, I guess, in their home or for their families or friends. What is the, are there glaring differences from going from I can cook at home to taking that to a restaurant kitchen setup?
Absolutely. I mean, it's sad because I think a lot of people, you know, that cook at home and get great reviews from friends and family and think that that could parlay into a restaurant. And then it is a difficult and very challenging sort of leap. You know, you have to have a business acumen. You have to have an idea once you be versatile and change, you know, your point of view and adapt to what you know, customers want and what their needs are. So there's a lot of factors that really make a restaurant in and be successful, as opposed to doing some dinner party or cooking at home or on a video or like on YouTube or whatever. You know, there's a lot that's involved, and it's a team-based situation. It's, you know, all of us are in it together, you know, and you have to empower people in your team. And that's the way I look at it.
So at some point you were working at a restaurant, I assume, and took the leap of faith and went and opened your first restaurant. What was that like, and how did you do that? What was the process?
Man, it was hard. I mean, I opened my first restaurant in 1999, 2000. I was a kid. I was, you know, 24, 25-year-old kid, you know. And I just get it because I was, like, kind of, you know, ambitious. I was courageous. I was full of piss and vinegar. And I wanted to kind of, like, you know, make my name. And I did it, and I worked my ass off. And it was hard. It was a lot of, you know, like very sort of uncertain nights and you know, difficulties and seeing if this is going to work out. And, you know, people just took to what I did, and I was very fortunate for that.
Well, that's exciting. And do you remember kind of the point of your career when you went from restaurant owner and operator to, oh my gosh, now I'm on Chopped and MasterChef and these kind of major outlets coming to you for your knowledge and your expertise? How did that come about?
Well, I mean, it just, you know, you get asked to do one thing and you do well, and, you know, hopefully people identify with you, and then you're asked to do something else, and you keep kind of going back, you know what I mean? And then through time, you know, you just start getting this kind of reputation and people know who you are, and it goes from there, you know? And I've been very blessed, you know, I've been very blessed with the amount of opportunities I've gotten. And the television is just a vehicle to get people into the restaurants. You know, I never got to do television to be famous. I got into television because I wanted to use it as a marketing tool. You know, I wanted people to come to the restaurant. That's what I want. You know what I mean?
That makes total sense. We're here today with a Southern Gaming Spotlight talking to Chef Aaron Sanchez. So your first restaurant, or I'm sorry, your restaurant in New Orleans, Johnny Sanchez, has been super successful there, and recently opened a new location at LeBerge Casino in Lake Charles. Took a peek at the menu. Haven't been there. I can't wait to get there, but the menu looks amazing. Everything from soups and street tacos to burritos and fajitas. Tell us a little bit about kind of what went into the makeup of the Lake Charles location in respect to the New Orleans location. If I've been to the New Orleans location, I'm going to find those same things at the LeBerge Casino location.
Yeah, you would find a little bit different things in New Orleans just by virtue of you know, the access to different kinds of products. You know, we get crawfish, crab meat, you know, things that are right literally half an hour away from us. So that might change, but conceptually it's very similar. And it's core essence. You know what I mean? We do very popular classic Mexican dishes, utilizing Louisiana or Texas ingredients, and trying to celebrate Mexican culture. We're not a fusion restaurant. We don't do, like, you know, jambalaya burritos. We don't do stuff like that. It's a Mexican restaurant at its core, and we celebrate a lot of classic dishes. And that's really what you'll find.
And, you know, looking at the menu, it's really unique for a casino property to have this type of a menu for their guests, not only as expansive as it is with, like I said, street tacos with braised short rib and ahi tuna and whatnot, but the prices are really reasonable as well. Hopefully our readers are playing enough they can get their dinners comped by the casino host, but the prices are very reasonable, and I think it's a great spot. But, you know, the food isn't the only thing that's amazing at Johnny Sanchez. The cocktail menu is out of this world. Looks like you have about 20 or so signature cocktails on here, as well as a lot of great tequilas around, and tequila has been really jumping off the charts as far as popularity goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what you have to remember is that tequila is one of the most iconic spirits of Mexico, obviously. But the bar program, I'm very proud of, because what's happening is that the bartenders end up starting to really create and being like these kind of sort of magicians. And what happens is that they're able to impart their point of view to the menu. And that's what we want. We want everybody to feel like that Johnny Sanchez restaurant is theirs. That's the key to being successful, is making sure that their staff feels like it's theirs. So we've done that. And with great cocktails and a very friendly environment, a big bar, so people don't want to sit at the table, they can eat at the bar, all that kind of stuff.
When you some of the pictures I'm seeing of your dishes look like they're pieces of art almost. Where do you find the creative process or the creative inspiration when putting these plates together? It's like, okay, I've got a ahi tuna taco, and I know it's going to taste great, but how do I make it visually appealing to my guests? Where do you get some of that inspiration?
Well, you just gotta, like, you know, less is more. You know, like a chef, we always say, like, you know, when you go out to dinner, take two things off as a woman, and you're going to be perfect. You know what I mean? Same thing with a dish. You know, take two things off the dish and just keep it straightforward and just highlight what's stated on the menu. If you say crispy shrimp taco, that damn shrimp needs to be crispy, you know what I'm saying? And it needs to be visible, and it needs to be front and center. So that's how I kind of put the other things. Because, you know, when you put things on a menu, it's a promise to your customer. And you want to make sure that you deliver with that, you know?
Absolutely. Well, delivering to your customers is something you've been doing for a long time. Another thing you've been delivering is kind of promoting and celebrating the Latin lifestyle through culinary culture. And one of those ways is the product Cocina, which is an online content platform dedicated to the Latin lifestyle of culinary. Can you explain the Cocina initiative and how's that's working out?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, you know, I started doing shows in Spanish maybe about 15 years ago, all over Latin America. And then I started, you know, and I met a gentleman named Emiliano Saccone, who's like the VP of Fox Multicultural. And he and I became dear friends. And then came with the idea of starting this Latin platform, which basically identifies Latino talent and celebrates them, not just myself, but also, and develop shows that pinpoint pop culture, traditional elements, and things of that nature. So it's really about celebrating Latin culture and letting other people have access to it with the recipes or the shows or and all of that. So we do a little bit of everything.
That's fantastic. We'll definitely check that out. And we can't wait to get to the property in Lake Charles. And can't thank you enough for your time today. Congrats on the new restaurant and all the other exciting ventures. Is there anything that you'd like to add for our readers today before we close?
No, just I just want to say thank you so much. And, you know, please come and visit us at La Berish. We're very proud of the restaurant. It's a beautiful place. You'll have a great time. And we look forward to seeing you there. So thank you.
Sounds great. We'll see you soon. And thank you, everyone, for listening to another Southern Gaming Spotlight. Be sure to check out the new Johnny Sanchez restaurant at one of our favorite properties in the South, La Bears Casino in Lake Charles. You won't be disappointed. I'm your host today, Doug Driesbach with Southern Gaming Magazine. Check out more interviews, great gambling tips, and casino information at gaminganddestinations.com. See you soon.